Rav Zilberstein had a fascinating conversation with his father-in-law, where he discussed with him the idea of both the Aron and the menorah representing a Talmud Chacham. And he says, like, why would that be? Why do you need both to represent the Talmud Chacham? I understand that the Aron contains within it the Torah. I understand the Luchos. And I understand that the menorah is the light, and we are believers of Kiner Mitzvah Torah, or that the light is what's representative of Torah. But why do we need both to represent it? So he said that Rav Eliyashiv answered such a beautiful idea. He said, what's the Aron? The Aron is the idea that there's something hidden. Even the construction of the Aron has within it the idea that there is a box within a box within a box. We don't really know what the essence is because we only see the outer trappings. He says, that's the Aron. He says, but take a look at the menorah. The menorah is something that is clear for everyone to see. In fact, the windows of the Mikdash were constructed in such a way that the light would come out, that everyone could see it. Rav Eliyashiv said, that's what a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be. A Talmud Chacham needs to be both. On the one hand, he has to be someone who is hidden. There has to be a certain humility, a certain modesty in some areas that you don't know about him. The idea of reality TV is not consistent with what a Talmud Chacham is. There's a hidden piece to him. But at the same time, if the Talmud Chacham believes he's going to lock himself in the Beis Medrash, and he's just going to sit there and learn and learn and learn and learn, he's missing it also. The idea is also that he is a light and a beacon to his people. That's something that he has to recognize. On the one hand, he is as private as he needs to be. On the other hand, he's as public as can be. The Talmud Chacham is one who is able to balance those. The humility and the honesty where he keeps himself, and at the same time, the ability to share and be an integral part of the community. That is so vital and so crucial. That's what a Talmud Chacham is. And there are so many of those that we see that have, and we hear their stories of people that have the mix of both. It's something that every one of us can strive for. We might not be a Rav Eliyashiv, we might not be a Rav Zilberstein, but each and every one of us, as Torah observant Jews, are people that have the ability to share and spread our Torah and our values with people. But on the other hand, there has to be a certain privacy to us as well. That's what we aim for. Have a great day.